Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio. You got your host, James J., here at 7:04. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And Seth Hatbagger.
Good morning, everyone.
We got the gang back together. This is going to be a fun one today. Yeah. We're going to get into our National Day of Calendar in just a little bit, of course. And around the 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. 9 o'clock hour, Good Stories of the Day. That ain't right stories. We will see what other trouble we can get ourselves into. I got a bunch of different topics for us today. We're actually going to kick things off really silly.
Okay, great.
That never happens.
Not at all. Not our thing. Not our
no
thing
silliness
around here.
No,
no. I did want to get to really quickly, of course, because we are an information station. Any school closings that you guys might not know about out there. It looks like Anago School District is closed for today. The Greenwood School District is delayed. Emmanuel Lutheran School is opening late by 2 hours. Medford opening late by 2 hours. Merrill delayed 2 hours. Nakusa delayed 2 hours. Let's see. Pittsville virtual learning today. Tomahawk delayed by 2 hours. And the Wisconsin Rapid School District is closed today for remote learning. They're going to be doing remote learning today.
Mm-hmm.
So your internet is going to be busy.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Man, that's. I will say this. If I was a kid, I'm like, oh, snow day, yes. Wait a minute. Remote learning? Oh, okay. I couldn't get outside today anyway.
This is not a fun snow day. No.
This is not a day where you're going to be out there making snow angels.
No.
Like water angels? I don't know. You can't. No. You
hydroplaning, maybe? I don't know.
Not a ton of fun you can have in this with hydroplaning. I do like that part. Okay. That was the closings that I could find in our area. I don't know if, Melissa, you saw any others or not.
No, I wasn't looking for them.
Okay. Just double checking. I wanted to check in with you guys, though. Melissa, I'm very happy that you are safe and sound in Abbotsford this morning. Mm-hmm. How is it over there? Looking out your window and doing...
I don't have a window in front of me, but the cardboard box I see looks great.
Cool.
You know, it's still exactly where I put it many months ago. It hasn't moved. This is a symbol of you know, how well organized I am.
I'm actually a little surprised by that. Are you the type, when you get somewhere, and I think we did talk about this when you went to Hawaii and everything, you travel... And you get somewhere and you unpack right away, or you unpack as you need to. Like, I don't need this until later. And I, you know, right. You just pull it out of your bag or whatever.
Well, I kind of lived out of my suitcase there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I got to unpack right away.
Really?
I don't know why, but I have to. And I'm the first one packed and ready to go when we're leaving. And I think this is because I'm not good at breaks. I'm not good at vacations. I'm not good at these things. I'm learning this more and more. How do you have... Oh, sorry, go ahead, Mel.
I was just going to say, so when you stay at a hotel, do you use the dresser drawers?
Oh, if I'm staying more than a night. I'm staying more than a night. If I'm only staying one night, then I just live right out of my bag. Then it's one thing. If I'm just there 20, not even 24 hours, then I'm just living out of my bag. If I'm there for a night, Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I don't use it like crazy. I don't have like 30 changes of clothes or anything. But it is as bad as you might think in your head. Whatever you're thinking in your head is probably that bad. It's probably.
See, I'm always worried about forgetting something. Like, what if I don't check all the drawers well enough and I forget something? It makes more sense to me to leave it in my suitcase. While I was in Hawaii, I wasn't in a hotel. I was at my cousin's house. So
yeah.
Yeah.
It was like I was going to empty out her dresser drawers and take them over.
Kind of weird, right? Yeah.
Very true, very true. You replace all the pictures at her house with pictures of you.
That's not at all weird.
Yeah, that's...
better yet, you leave them up while she's gone. When she comes back.
I did some redecorating while you were gone.
I thought this looked better here.
Oh, that was good.
I mean, her house is two whole rooms. I switched your kitchen and your bedroom around.
Hope you don't mind.
I thought this would be better.
I moved the stove, yeah.
I studied feng shui when...
it's good.
I did manage to hide my coffee-making equipment in her apartment, and I don't think she's found it yet, because I think if she did, she'd tell me.
Wow. You hit it really well.
She doesn't have a coffee maker in her apartment, because it's so tiny, and she, you know, runs a bakery, so she just always makes her coffee at work.
That makes sense,
but
right?
When I was staying there, I needed coffee, and... They have amazing coffee on Kauai. So,
yes, they do. Mm-hmm.
See, that
so
that
I,
is...
I, I bought a filter system that I hodgepodged together at Walmart because they didn't have like one of the pour over drip things that was cheap. The least expensive one was glass, and it was like $20. So I just bought a funnel.
Oh,
worked
yeah,
just fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But I hid it in a container that she never uses on top of her shelf.
Someday she's going to wonder why I have this funnel. What is this?
I want her so bad to come across that funnel. I know. I want it to be at the worst time, too. Like, she's in a rush. She's hurrying. And she's just trying to hurry. And all of a sudden, this comes across this. And it just slows. Yep. It stops her in her tracks. Like, what the?
And a good friend of hers, I told her about it, who's also a coffee lover. That lives there on Kauai because we went out for trivia together right before I left. So I told her about it. She laughed so hard. She's like, you're never... Oh, no, I told her after the fact. She's told me I'm never going to find a place to hide it, but I did.
Apparently you have.
Nice.
Still haven't heard. It's been a year.
I haven't heard yet. It's been a year.
It was definitely... I'm glad that you did not have to travel into work today, Melissa. It is a little rough out there. I've got my brakes are less than 6 months old. And it took me an extra at least 5 to 10 minutes to get in today. And almost two accidents. And there wasn't even that many people out there.
No, not really. No school.
Glad Seth is here today safe.
Yep. It
sounds like it's slippery.
Yeah.
Be careful out there. Yep.
I do want to give a gigantic shout out to our assaulters out there. Our trucks working hard. I saw two of them already and just see one pass us right now.
Yep.
So be careful out there, everybody. Look out for one another. And if you ain't got to travel, don't.
Don't.
Just don't. Just stay where you are. Okay for you getting in this morning, Seth?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad. I'm on the big main roads, so those are usually the first that they're able to salt and sand and everything. So, no, it wasn't too bad. Of course, I also took it very slow, of course. I made sure.
That's a good thing to mention, though, too. If you can avoid them, you know, take the main roads.
Yes.
The back roads aren't bad for certain things, and you know your routes. You know if that back road has been salted or not.
Exactly.
You're used to this by now. Mm-hmm. If you're not new to the area. Welcome. This is Wisconsin.
Yeah. Enjoy Wisconsin winters.
Yeah. Get out early.
I did have something I wanted to start our show with, but I actually have to call a bit of an audible because when I get a chance, and I don't get to very often, and I apologize for that, I try to catch our show right before ours. Pat and everything, and I try to catch a little of his, enjoy what he does, and especially I like to catch the end of his show because it features one of my favorite radio voices, Melissa Kay. I got to hear a little of you guys today, and it sounded like a lot of fun. I'm really happy for you and the opportunity there, Mel. You deserve it. But what I wanted to ask was the jingle thing. I heard you guys talking a little bit about a jingle, a WFHR jingle, and I want to send a shout out. Nice job. He did a nice job and everything. I don't think we're going to use it. I'm going to be honest with him. Don't think we're going to use it. But I appreciate him giving us a bit of a lead into this and an idea into this. Because I had a thought when Marcus was still running things around here. Mm-hmm. And I talked with him a tiny bit about this. When I came up with the line, locally grown radio, there was a rhythm to it in my head. Mm. We were talking yesterday about poetry at work. Mm-hmm. When you hear me rhyme or you hear me talk in sequence like this or something, many times there's like a beat in my head or something like that, and I can't help it. That's how that was. So I actually think it's tailor-made for a jingle. But do people, like, do we have jingles anymore? When's the last jingle you heard? When's the last time you were listening to a radio station? You heard it? We had our C. Hafer singers here a little while ago, but just to show you how, that was like 15 owners ago.
Yeah,
you're right. You know, that was when we're just using that just for fun.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Just nostalgia. We love nostalgia around here.
Yep.
I don't know how. I just did a quick little search here because Pat got me thinking about this and everything. And there are still companies out there that make jingles and all this and everything. But I don't know. I would like to get somebody on and talk and like, hey, is this still a thing? Do they still do the jingle thing? We've got a couple of brand new stations opening up here under Civic Media.
Yeah.
Along with some new ones that are under our umbrella. And we'll get more into that actually in this opening segment here.
Yep.
As we got something really exciting to tell you guys about.
Oh, yeah.
But when it comes to the jingle thing, you know, if I'm opening a brand new station, you know, I don't know if I'm putting time and money into something like that. Because it can't just be a jingle. It's not as simple. Only people like that have no musical skills whatsoever, and I'm one of them, honestly, think that a jingle can just come right there.
Yeah.
Like, boom, you got it. Like, go ahead and come up with something that nobody's ever come up with before, and go.
Good luck.
And go. Like, it's got to be something that's catchy, rememberable, but also doesn't sound like any other song or jingle you've ever heard. Like, I don't know. I'm curious to know if it's something that people still look for, still like, if it helps them remember a station, come back to a station. So I think it's a good question.
If you think about it, a lot of television shows have gone from having a full opening sequence with a song to basically cutting it down to a jingle and an image.
It has finally worked, everybody. Melissa has had to work with Seth and I so long that we're finally getting her brain to start thinking of entertainment stuff. Melissa, this is where I wanted to go with this, but to just wrap the conversation.
Nice.
The TV jingle is gone. Mm-hmm. Like I remember when Lost came out and they got a bunch of credit for their opening sequence just being like, but it was memorable.
Yeah,
people liked it. People thought it was memorable. Mm-hmm. And for like a behind the scenes look, it saved them a lot of script time. The Friends show, all the Friends episodes only had to be so long because their like opening jingle was like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's actually something that a lot of TV shows will use. You see some shows have a shorter intro and then a longer intro. If we wrote a shorter episode, we use the short intro. Mm-hmm. If we wrote a longer episode, et cetera, et cetera. I'm kind of curious about this because I wonder if it's one of those things we'll come back to. If it would take a Cheers-level theme song to bring us back to TV shows getting theme songs again, and by proxy, radio stations having jingles again and this kind of thing. I'm kind of curious to see if you think this is a trend that can come back.
That's an interesting question. I'm thinking of Japanese anime or any of their TV shows, especially their animated shows, and they have their opening sequences are like a minute and a half long.
Yeah,
they're long.
That is simply a money-saving device, like James was just talking about. So they don't have to animate quite as much, which costs money, of course. Anytime you animate things, you have to man hours in order to do it, right?
Right.
So, and they do that very specifically, so they don't have to spend as much money on each episode animating it and everything like that. And they can shorten the episode a little bit. It's purely because of money. Now,
they put a significant amount of money into that.
Oh, they do. Yes, you're totally
amazing.
Right. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
sometimes the opening sequence is way better than the show itself.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
If you've ever seen that sort of thing, but I think what your point was, James, is well taken. Is that no, we're more interested in making sure we've get more screen time. We want to be able to
content.
Put more. Plot, more script, more whatever in there. And that's why we only have a 2-second opening kind of thing, a title card and whatever. Yeah. So
I think it will be interesting to see if it ever does come back.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just talking a little bit about our parent company, Civic Media,
mm-hmm.
Who we are very proud about. We just celebrated being a year, we're going to be celebrating being a year under the Civic Media umbrella in a couple of months. That's fun. We're looking forward to that. And we're not the only ones that'll be celebrating an anniversary with Civic. We've got a bunch of brand new brothers and sisters out there throughout literally the whole state.
Mm-hmm.
The plan that Mike and Sage have, as far as like anywhere you, if you, when you get into this state, wherever you're coming from, you drive through the whole state and on your radio dial, you can pick up a Civic Media radio stations at every location in anywhere
basically,
you're listening to us. It is, it's ambitious.
Oh yeah!
It's exciting, and it's being pulled off. Like it's impressive. Like this industry, and to be able to do what these guys have done, and certainly not just them, but it starts at the top.
Yep.
And my goodness, it's impressive, and it's fun to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been really enjoying this, and we're excited about all the new and fun, exciting things going on here with Civic Media, along with evolving as a company, as a station, and growing and getting bigger and bigger. And when I say bigger, I mean big, people. Big. I've been a part of at least, let me double check here, 9,432 radio promotions in my career.
You keep track, yep.
I feel very confident saying this is maybe the biggest, if not the biggest one.
I can't imagine anything bigger.
We've given away some big stuff in my day, right? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. concert tickets, chances to see live acts, and VIP tickets, and Packers so many kind tickets. Of cool Packers tickets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've given away ham.
Can't beat the ham.
The whole ham.
Well, this tops it all, ladies and gentlemen. Civic Media, mm-hmm. network of radio stations. We are doing big here. We're going big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you?
What? $1 million?
That's right,
that's a lot
Seth.
Of money.
You'll be able to fill out an application for a piece of our giveaway and your chance to work with Civic Media sales team to create a radio advertising campaign promoting your business across all of our networks mm-hmm. for free. For free. The $1 million advertising giveaway starts right now, or well, kind of. this is something we're encouraging people to look into at our radio, at our website, correct now?
Yes. Yes, on the Civic Media website.
That's right. You get to the Civic Media website, get on over there, and go ahead and just take a look at where you can get in on this. Yep. 'Cause what we're doing here... is well, and I should also mention that you find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and also not only be a part of the conversation, but it's a way for you to find out more details. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some rules apply. Full details are on our website again, civicmedia.us/million. Mm-hmm. And be sure to let everyone know you've heard about the $1 million advertising giveaway right here at WFHR's morning show.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, that's
important note.
Yes, because it's not a really a competition, but it's a competition, and we want to win. So, yeah.
Do you guys have anything you want to put in on this?
Yeah, sure. I it was really interesting because I think you guys were in the same. I was in a different meeting, but we were in the meeting yesterday talking about this. And just to be clear, you know, this is for our local businesses. This is the one thing we're really trying to target. There are different tiers. For this, the smallest one, everybody, the smallest one is $5,000.
Yes.
For a month of advertising. A month of advertising, $5,000. I mean, come on. You small business owners out there, you know how valuable that is.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of advertising in 1 month.
That is a lot of advertising in 1 month.
And so, our sales team is going to help distribute that. If you have other businesses across the state, they'll not only market it here in our area, but in those other areas as well.
It's I was trying to actually send Melissa the information real quick here while you guys were talking. I'll be completely honest. I'll tell the audience exactly what I'm doing. I'm sending an email. but it's because I want Melissa to get you know, all caught up on this stuff too. This is an exciting one.
It is.
Yeah, so Seth, I mean, I'm an advertiser out there. I'm listening to this. I've been wanting to get in on this. It sounds like you guys are having fun over there at WFHR. I really like that morning show announcer. How can I be a part of this? What do I need to do?
Well, we have it set up for 1 day. January 26th. It's a Thursday, I believe, starting at around 9 a.m.
Yep.
You'll go to that website that we just mentioned, civicmedia.us/million. That's where you go. There'll be a form that you fill out. You can only do this on January 26th. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be going until midnight. Mm-hmm. Or until all $1 million has been claimed.
Wow.
So, and if I know what people need and what they're looking for, I don't think we're going to get to midnight.
Yeah.
I think we're going to hit the $1 million mark well before midnight.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, everybody, you can keep up to date on this by following along with us here at our station and all of our radio stations under the Civic Media umbrella. Mm-hmm. And you got easy ways to do that. Of course, we are on two different AM, FM, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. You can catch us on either of those. We are streaming 24/7 at WFHR.com. It's WFHR.com. Can't lose us that way. Nope. And if you download the Civic Media app, you can take us literally anywhere with you.
That's right.
It is a simple one. Wherever you get your apps, go ahead and go there, download it. It myself. It's a great way. And don't forget, if you miss anything, you didn't miss nothing. We're on podcast. We're podcasted.
Yeah.
My man right over here puts everything on our podcast for us and does a great job labeling the titles of these things. I'm so happy with the way you label these.
Oh, good.
There's a lot going on, a lot of fun happening here. We do encourage you to spread the word about this event. Mm. Again, let them know you heard about it right here on the morning show at WFHR. It helps us out around here and encourage others to download the app, listen to us, stream us 24/7 if you can. I don't care if it's just your dog listening to us. us, have us on in the background. You know, you leave the house. It's always nice to have, you know, noise and stuff for the animals.
Yeah,
and everything.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're good background noise.
Yeah. Go for it. I'm going to start doing dog radio just for that. Just so that we can kick our streaming numbers way to the roof and everything as people leave their radios on when they leave the house.
Yeah.
And we'll just, you're a good boy. There's a good dog. There's a good dog out there. Yeah. Yeah. Don't touch the radio dial, good dog. Go touch that radio dial, good dog. The giveaway is amazing, you guys. This $1 million advertising giveaway is not only a fun promotion. This is a great way to help out local businesses.
Yes.
Oh, it's great. Mm. And this isn't just for new advertisers. This is for existing advertisers too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So yeah, don't feel bad if you think, oh, I've been advertising with you for years. You guys can get in on this too.
Absolutely.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we want you to.
We do.
Yep. So mark that date on your calendar. January 26th.
Mm-hmm. Thursday, January 26th. Going to be
it's the day after my birthday.
I was going to say, I didn't know if it would be okay. Okay.
So we all know Melissa's birthday. So yes, just the day right after that. Okay.
Yep.
That's weird.
I mean, it's already marked on your calendar.
It is. I've got it right on mine here. We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with our National Day of Calendar and plenty more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates. Welcome back, everybody, to The Morning Show here on WFHR, locally grown radio. We are going to go ahead and get into our National Day of Calendar. Melissa, Seth, and James here at 7:27. We're going to start some of this. I want to get to Melissa's news. I don't want to go too far past 7:30 for that. So we'll get a couple of these in. We'll come back and wrap it up. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me.
National Learn Your Name in Morse Code Day. Morse code was one of the most important innovations of communication the world had seen, serving as the foundation of one of the first high-speed communication networks in the world.
Yes.
Long before texting, Morse code.
That's right.
I saw a quote from somebody who was around when they first had created or when they had first started implementing Morse code and a lot of mm-hmm. different things. We don't know how many lives Morse code has saved.
That's
you think
a great
about
point.
That, you know, yeah. it's really crazy when you think about that. How mm-hmm. impressive and how interesting and all the different, like especially if you don't know anything about Morse code or just you know a lot of like the inner things going on in a lot of our wars,
mm-hmm.
battles, yeah. if you yeah. will.
Exactly.
Morse code is attributed to three different inventors: Samuel F. B. Morse, physicist Joseph Henry, and Alfred Vail. Who all worked together to produce a system of transmitting information via electronic telegraph.
Mm.
Just to have the idea to do something like this mm. is impressive to me.
Yes.
It shows a very smart creative mind. To pull it off.
Yes.
Like, woo, that's something. I'm living on that one. I don't even know if I'm ever thinking about inventing anything again. Like,
I did my job. Yeah.
I may even change my name from Samuel F.B. Morse to just Morse. Like, just I just go Morse. By one name from now on. I'm like Bono. I'm Morse, everybody. Like, it's a very impressive moment in time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is.
Encourage people
but
to learn
how
more.
How many of us know anything more than SOS?
That's this day's all about, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Learn but your name.
I even had to look that up.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what SOS stands for?
Oh, I had a joke there, but I can't say it. Glad I caught it.
Glad you caught it, man.
Yeah. That was
you said you wanted to cause some trouble today, not with the FCC, brother. FCC. Okay, we get in trouble. It save our ship, right?
Yeah, save our ship.
Well, actually, it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't.
No, the Save Our Souls or Save Our Ship are backronyms.
Oh.
Is a term that just means like that's something people yeah. came up oh, with.
Later, yeah, yeah, okay.
But backronym what it, is a what great it word. Is it's just the Morse code distress signal is mm-hmm. three dots, three dashes, three dots, and you keep doing it mm-hmm. over and over okay. and over. That's so it's SOS, 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 SOS.
So it's just a constant distress.
It's a constant serious distress signal.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing because it's easier. Than, you know, trying to do the long, you know, like a combination of dots and dashes.
Dots and
it's just
dashes.
The dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot, dot kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Totally makes sense.
I find that fascinating. I had to look it up.
I cannot wait to have a moment to actually like dive more into this.
I
want to learn more about that. That's interesting. Backram, or what was that, Melissa?
Backronym.
Yeah,
backronym.
That's like one of my new favorite words.
That's a great word.
I've never heard that. That's an awesome word.
I hadn't either.
World Sketchnote Day. If you ever get in trouble with your school teacher for doodling in class, then be assured to know that there's a holiday that rather takes pride in the fact of visual learning. World Sketchnote Day celebrates the uniqueness in sketching and provides insight into what visual learners can accomplish with their notes. That's a good one.
There's a good one. I like that.
Well, doodling actually, it does help a lot of us keep things focused. To be able to focus and listen on what's being said.
Makes sense.
It's not actually a bad thing.
No, not at all. I want to get to Melissa's news, so we'll go ahead and do that, try to get that on time here. We'll come back, and we'll wrap up our National Day of Calendar. Before we do that, though, I did want to remind everybody I wanted to let everybody know our good friend Aaron Wells messaged us from the ADRC. Due to the school closings in the icy weather, they are closing meals in Wisconsin Rapids today. This is both for their senior dining meals and their Meals on Wheels. Okay. So please keep that in mind, everybody. If you know somebody that gets one of those meals or takes advantage of having that meals at the place, please check in on them. Just see how they're doing and everything. If you can call, that's great. If you want to stop over there, if you do that, please be safe yourself.
Yes, please.
While walking over there or driving, whatever you do. But it is, we do appreciate you looking out for each other out there. And we're looking out for you because we got something great coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. I wanted to remind everybody that along with Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club, later in that hour after Melissa's news, we'll have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday for our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Looking forward to that. All that coming up for you right here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. She's a very kinky girl. We hope you're having a good, good start to your morning out there. Kinky, if you like it. That's your choice. That's your choice. It's up to you. It's your business. Welcome to the morning show, everybody.
Rick James.
Completely.
Sorry.
Oh, man. That was a wild one right there. Man, they didn't come much wilder than Rick James. We are here to have some fun. We're, of course, getting into our National Day of Calendar, kind of wrap that up here in this segment. Let's see, because where we left, I left us on a great point here. Now, I want you to be careful about this one, but I think this one is a fun one, and it's one that you can actually kind of do today.
Okay.
And it's not very often that I can say that you can do this in January, but it's National Step in a Puddle and Splash Your Friends Day.
Ooh, that might be mean.
It might be. But I would say, if you guys are, everybody's dressed to handle this weather.
There you go.
Have some fun with it.
Wearing your rain pants.
I love things that that show how connected we are.
Yeah.
Where I grew up in the projects, this was just as big of a deal as it was where Seth was living in northern Minnesota. Mm-hmm. We all splashed in puddles. We all did this. We were little kids, and we had good shoes on, if we were lucky, and fresh socks, and those were destroyed within seconds, and we were thankful for it.
Seconds, yes. Mm-hmm.
There may be, because do we really grow out of this? Tell me this. You're driving down the road. And there's a puddle. And you can avoid it. You can. You can go right around it. You're the only one on the road.
Yes.
But you go right through that thing. You go right through that puddle.
Hope no one's walking on the sidewalk. Yeah.
You just get right in there. Tell me you don't do that. Tell me. Go ahead. Lie to me.
My dad did that when we were on our way home from church one time when I was a kid. We were out in the country, and there was a corner of the road that was flooded.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got stuck in the middle of it.
Oh, no.
Because it was too deep.
Oh, boy.
And we're all in our best church clothes and stuck in the middle of I think it was like a 2.5 foot deep puddle.
Yikes.
Jeez. Yeah. Mm. Mm.
Wow.
I don't think he learned his lesson, though. He still does it.
Yeah.
There you go.
National Milk Day.
Oh, milk.
How do we not have a national day off here in Wisconsin? Well, yeah, I guess some of our schools do, but yeah.
I wasn't planned that way. No.
Whether cow, goat, or oat, enjoy this refreshing drink. Visit a dairy farm to see how it's made, or whip up some butter and cheese at home. I love milk. I love all kinds of milk. Mm-hmm. My favorite type of drink actually is chocolate milk.
There you go.
I cannot, though, think of this day and not think of my youngest daughter, Isabel, and not my so many of the people out there. Isabel, my daughter, was the first person that I knew that was lactose intolerant.
Mm.
I'd never been around that before. Mm-hmm. And in my family, we don't have a lot of kids that were in our family that were born here in Wisconsin. My little brother was the first male off to be born in Wisconsin, and my kids being the next.
Right.
And so I've got my daughter and born in the dairy state, and the poor kid can't even enjoy dairy. And I'm like, God, that's probably because of me. It's probably because of me, because I'm a male off and I'm not from here, so I probably did this to her.
That's what it was, yeah.
No. Turns out it's much deeper and more DNA involved and all that.
Isn't her favorite animal cows too?
Yes, that's her favorite animal.
Which is that's like longing. It's like, I can't drink the milk, but I can love the animal.
Mm-hmm. It's like, my favorite food is Italian, but I can't eat most of it.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, because it's got too much cheese in it. Yeah,
and tomatoes.
Yep. And tomatoes too. Yeah. Oh, bummer.
And I actually, that's where I was going to go next, Mel. I did want to ask, how can people like be better about that stuff for people that are lactose intolerant or do have allergies or any of these things? Is there a way to is this just simply one of those things where you just talk about it? Because it feels like there's got to be better ways to be more, I don't want to say sensitive to this, but more helpful when it comes to this.
Mm. I guess just. Don't tell them it's all in their head.
Oh, yeah, don't do that, please.
Yeah. Like, well, maybe you just, you need to try harder. Or you need to try different kinds of dairy. Like, no. They're all going to hurt me. I'm not going to eat them.
Because that's usually a guy saying something like that, ask them to lift something after they've just been kicked in the you-know-what.
Right.
Or something like that. Ask them to lift some weights or something like that. Because, you're not trying hard enough. You don't want it bad enough. It's all in your head.
It's all in your head.
Get me out of here. And ask any guy that's sick. Any guy that's sick. So many guys, when they get sick, it's the end of the world. They cannot handle it. They're
I'm going to die.
Don't look at me.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any real way to, aside of just being understanding, being, you can't eat that. Don't tease them. I've had people do that.
No, really?
You can't eat this cheese. It's so good.
Yeah, that sounds like something one of your brother or sister would do.
Let me punch you in the face right now, because that's what I want to do.
I can guarantee you karma going to find you if you're doing that stuff.
Yeah, how does that blood taste now,
I got to say, though, I mean, here in Wisconsin, you are, if you are able to and you do want to celebrate this day, National Milk Day, mm-hmm. You got it made.
Yeah, lots of choices.
Yeah, I haven't had a glass of chocolate milk in a long time. I am definitely having one today. And I'm making it myself too.
James, I just wanted to let you know, that means a glass of chocolate milk, not the whole not half the gallon junk. At mm-hmm. once. Okay, just actually, remember that.
I was going to make it myself, but now that you say that, now I want to buy the jug just so I can drink half of it.
Just to drink straight out of the jug.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
it's all for me.
It's the only one. I'm the only one drinking it.
That's true.
I actually think I might do that. I'm not even kidding.
God. Way to go, Seth.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He's going to go into a lactose coma, but
at least you have to put up with him tomorrow, not me.
It's National Girl Hug Boy Day. Grab that husband, son, dad, or boyfriend and give them a big old hug today. This is a day to show appreciation to all those boys and men in your life by giving them a squeeze, because it's National Girl Hug a Boy Day. That's kind of cool. I like this, actually.
That's pretty good. I like that. All right. If my family's listening, my wife is now chasing my children around the house trying to hug them.
Oh, the poor. I feel bad for Beth, actually, in that. Hugs have probably been around since people started realizing how good it felt to wrap their arms around each other. Even some animals enjoy hugging, especially those in the primate family, such as chimps, orangutans and all that. Penguins hug. I don't know if that's common knowledge or not, but they do. Lemurs hug. Almost every animal has a version of hugging. Obviously, like horses, cows can't, but they do in a sense.
They drape their head over you.
Exactly. Yes. Horse hug.
Everything hugs almost. Everything hugs. And hugging is great. What I love about this, not only do I love that it, because there's bound to be a couple of guys that get this hug that are not the touchy type. might make sure they know you're coming in for that hug.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the same time, if you're a relative or a significant other, you just go ahead and do it. But I like the idea here of, I've never thought about this. What would the person who discovered hugging, and how did that happen? Was it one of those ones where you're like two people are walking and you one person goes one way and you go the same direction? And you're like, oh, excuse me. Oh, you do that dance? But instead, this time they actually ran into each other. You're like, wow, wait, hold up. Wait, don't move. This feels good. Don't move yet. Don't move. Let me try something. I'm going to wrap my arms around you. Oh, this is so much better. Oh, this is great.
How nice is this?
Yeah. It's my, warm. My high blood pressure is coming down. My immune system is being boosted.
Do you feel calmer? I feel calmer. I feel a lot calmer.
It's reducing my pain and fear.
That anxiety about the saber-toothed tiger is going way down.
I like that idea better than the idea of you're running, and you run into a T-Rex. And as your arms are draped around its leg, and you realize, hey, this feels nice, and you're also, about to be extinct.
Well, this is kind of like a chicken and the egg question. Mm. Obviously, it came about from mothers holding their babies.
Yeah, yeah.
True. That's true.
That's right.
And then kids coming in for the hug, because
that's
the safe place to be, and it's warm and comforting and not stressful.
Oh, I still want a hug now.
Hugs are great.
Melissa, I'm sorry I'm not there, guys. You. I would have hugged you if I was there.
Long distance
hug. My duty today.
Yeah.
But it is definitely a good day for that. National Girl Hug Boy Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's National Take the Stairs Day. It's a good day to get a little bit of exercise in as you can. However, it is not a good day for taking stairs if you're in central Wisconsin or really almost
especially
anywhere.
Especially if they're outside, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, if you're outside. Yeah.
Very slippery.
Careful on those stairs.
Inside, you go right ahead and go for it. Mm-hmm. Outside, please, please, please be careful out there. And I don't know, we don't have any steps in our building here, do we?
We do not.
No, we don't. Well, that makes them.
That you know about.
Just climb up onto the table and climb back down. Back down.
If it was nicer out, I'd use my office. I've got up my on office roof, on the roof.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Too messed up out there. And International Party at Work Day.
Hey!
I'm sorry, parody at work.
Parody at work.
A little different.
Oh, they tricked you on that one.
A little different there. I was all getting ready to get out the noisemakers and everything. Yeah. But I guess this is all about, no matter what skin or color representation and all that silly stuff.
Oh, all right.
No, this is a dang good day, everybody. Sadly, despite many decades of activism towards workplace equality, workers continue to experience pay inadequacy in workplaces all over the globe. International Parity at Work Day is meant to bring attention to this continuing issue. As employers and governments work together toward leveling the playing field and bringing about social change and fairness in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
If this is something you have never had to worry about, consider yourself privileged and enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
And a white male.
Exactly.
So right.
I know Melissa and I have both dealt with this in spades. I know that it's something that I'm extremely happy about, but I also believe that there is a lot of work to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
it's not just women. It's also people in minority races.
Yep.
People in religions are discriminated against across the country and the world.
I won't say the business in town here. Actually, they're not. They got bought over by another business, but I still won't, just because if there's anybody working there in management still.
Yeah.
That's not my place to do.
Mm-hmm.
They when I got hired there, it was back when there were still the, what'd you call it? The darn it. Making sure they had to hire somebody from so many races and different things. Yeah. And
affirmative action, is that what you're thinking?
Affirmative action, yes. Mm-hmm. I fill mine out, and the guy tells me point blank to my face, I'm hiring you because you're different, right? Because I can check this box and this box.
It's got to make you feel great.
I needed a job.
Yeah.
So I took it.
Yep.
But every bit of my pride didn't want me to.
Yeah.
I honestly feel nasty about it and everything, but I needed the job. Okay. My son was just born. I got to work, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to work. This is actually the last job I had before I worked in radio.
Oh, wow.
And, it's still, I'm bringing it up now because it still feels icky and weird and I don't like it and everything. But we needed it because we could not be trusted to do this on our own.
Yeah.
It's no different than what you see going on in the NFL right now, and the Rooney Rule and these things. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, I'm glad you don't like it, because we don't like it either. We don't like needing it. You think mm-hmm. you look at yourself as a man, especially if you're a white male out there. And think about that. Put yourself in their shoes for just a half a second. You know how prideful we men can be. You know how lack of accepting help we can be. We have a broken leg, and we will not let somebody help us up. I got this. I'm just going to walk it off. So walk it off. I'll be fine.
Rub some dirt on it.
Imagine then you're desperate, you need work, and you have to accept a job, and you're only getting it because of your skin tone or because of your religion right. or something like that. How daunting that is! Makes you feel less than a human being. Like, is that what we're doing here? But this is what we had to do because we could not be trusted to do these things right on our own.
Exactly, that was the thing. If it would have happened already. If it hadn't been for that. So, well, once we reach parity at work, then we can have party. Then we can have our party at work. Then so, you know, there you go. Yeah.
We need to also reach it in government.
I mean,
we're making strides towards that, but mm-hmm. our government does not fully represent the population of this country.
That's right.
No.
Even close.
No.
If it were true, there'd be more women in there because mm-hmm. there's more women than men in this country. So, mm-hmm. there you go.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Take a break, come back, and we got some silly coming up. Like, literally. It's silly, okay?
Super
it's
coming silly.
Up. Yes. Right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Fine.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates. Stick around, everybody. After CBS News kicks off at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center and get an update from them live and direct, and today's a good day for that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mm-hmm. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you at 7:54 on the clock. And I actually wanted a little more time with this one, but I can't wait anymore. I want to get to this. It's silly and it's fun. And Melissa, I'm going to need you to do me a favor, because I don't mean to assume here. If I'm wrong, I apologize, but I don't know if you'll know this reference. So please do me a favor and Google Monty Python Silly Walk.
Oh, yeah. I know this reference.
This reference? Okay. Nice. I apologize. Yep. All right.
That's okay.
Here's a fun study that got lost in the holiday shuffle. Did you hear that the silly walk from Monty Python might actually be a good workout?
Well, yes.
Researchers at Arizona State released the study late last month. And as a side note, it's hilarious. This is coming from Arizona State University, if you know anything about college and the way that the party schools and stuff. Uh-huh. This really fits. They say the famous high-kicking silly walk that the legend John Cleese does in the sketch can actually burn a lot of calories.
Mm-hmm.
They had 13 healthy adults copy the walk and hooked them up to gadgets that measured their oxygen intake. Then they measured the speed they were walking to help calculate how many calories they burned. They found it required 2.5 times more energy than non-silly walking and burned as many calories as jogging.
Wow.
Yeah.
The lead researcher says it was enough to count as vigorous exercise. And that means 11 minutes of silly walking a day would put you over 75 minutes of vigorous activity per week, doctors do recommend.
Yeah.
Your walk really has to be silly, though. The less silly ones from the sketch didn't do much.
Okay.
So you've really got to,
do the high leg one, yeah.
Right. Because if they're slumping, those ones don't. Yeah, that's not going to do as much.
Few people, and I'm going to just play this for Seth again real quick, just as a reminder.
It's so classic. I love the, I forget he kind of squats, too, while he's walking. Yes, so that's got to be
squatting. John Cleese has given us so much.
Yes.
Why he has not been knighted, I don't understand. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. Thank you, John. Thank you for this, because this is a John Cleese sketch, too. This is something he wrote.
That he came up with.
It was actually...
It's almost a dance, because he does those skips and
goes back a couple of steps, and mm-hmm. then, yeah.
So this, if I got this right, this was half inspired from making fun of a lot of the, kind of Nazi dancing and stuff, or Nazi... making fun of a lot of that.
The
goose step and mm-hmm. everything. It rips on that. It brings that down to a silly level, mm-hmm. which is hilarious to me.
Yep.
But it's also one of those things where they... they thought it might turn into a dance, So how funny is it that all like 30 years later or whatever, and it's turning into an exercise?
Yeah,
like they were kind of right. They were sort of right about this a little bit and everything.
I think you should go all in on it though. Not only should you do this, you have to wear the outfit. You have to wear the proper British suit with a bowler hat and carry an umbrella
and
the briefcase. You have to look very proper when you do it, too. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it so silly.
So just seeing a little bit of reporting here, he brought this up years later during, I think it was the last time all the living members got together for the round circle Monty Python conversation. And Eric Idle brought something up, and John Cleese said something about he pulled something in his hip. I pulled something in me hip, or something like that. He said, or whatever, during that sketch.
I bet.
That's just—it's a classic. I'm a huge, huge, huge Eric Idle guy. He's always been one of my favorites in history, especially sketch comedy history. But the older I get, the more I just love John Cleese and appreciate John Cleese more and more and more. That man is responsible for how much humor in our lives.
Yep.
Not even just Monty Python, but Fawlty Towers. And, A Fish Called Wanda. And, as I look at it, like his American career.
Yes.
When he came here and done a lot of movies and everything. And it's a classic.
His Magnavox commercials.
Yes.
You remember those?
That's right. I forgot about those. Yeah. Just a legend. Now, though, here comes the actual, the serious part, everybody.
Okay.
Because I want anybody out there who is in good shape and can actually do this and does stretch beforehand.
So you don't pull your hip. Yeah.
Yes, yes. If you do this, go ahead and let us know how it goes for you.
Yeah.
I want to know.
I want to see someone on the walking path here in town doing that. Oh, that'd be so funny. That'd be awesome.
This summer, I want that so bad. And
just
I will
imagine
join you. I will join you out there.
If everybody did this for 11 minutes a day.
Oh, my God.
You'd see it randomly on the street when you're walking around, and suddenly
that
there'd be somebody
awesome.
Doing a silly walk.
You know, in the park where you got people like the Zen parks and people doing
yoga,
Zen
and stuff,
yoga.
Yeah.
That going on in Times Square.
My God.
I want that.
Three people walking by doing silly walk.
You go to the Y, and they've got that sections put off and everything for people to work out. That's what they're doing. There's a whole room for silly walking.
If that happens, then we know our society has finally loosened up.
Yes, we finally
made
loosened
it.
Up.
We made it, everybody. We made it, yes.
That
yes.
would be wonderful.
That's a great point. Take a break right here. We'll come back after CBS News with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center, Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club, the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, all coming up for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.